NYC police, fire department face overtime cuts to ease financial burden from migrants. By Elaine Mallon on September 11, 2023. New York City police officers are facing overtime cuts as the city struggles with the financial toll of the migrant crisis. There are 110,000 migrants in New York City, which Democrat Mayor Eric Adams' office estimates will cost the city $12 billion over the next 3 years, the Daily Mail reported. As part of citywide budget reductions to help fund the influx of migrants, Director of the New York City Mayor's Office of Management and Budget Jacques Chiha is calling for not only the New York Police Department, NYPD, but also the Fire Department, Department of Sanitation, and Department of Corrections to reduce overtime. The overtime cuts come as the NYPD struggles with police shortages and rising crime rates. Patrick Hendry, the head of the Police Benevolent Association, claims the city's call to cut overtime is impossible. It is going to be impossible for the NYPD to significantly reduce overtime unless it fixes its staffing crisis. We are still thousands of cops short, and we're struggling to drive crime back to pre-2020 levels without adequate personnel, Hendry told the Daily Mail. The overpopulation of migrants has become so severe that city shelters might have to force women and children to live in tents because of overcrowded facilities. Let me tell you something, New Yorkers, Adams said during a Wednesday town hall. Never in my life have I had a problem that I did not see an ending to. I don't see an ending to this. This issue will destroy New York City. Destroy New York City. Watch, NYC Mayor Eric Adams, migrant crisis will destroy New York City. There are approximately 21,000 migrant children starting school this year, with some schools having to turn children away due to the overflowing of the classrooms. Asylum seekers currently cost the city $10 million every day, and the city expects to see the number of migrant households reach 33,980 this fiscal year. Adams blames the city's crisis on Texas Governor Greg Abbott, who buses migrants to New York City. However, Abbott said the root of the crisis is that New York City is a sanctuary city for migrants. In a written statement to Fox News Digital, Abbott's press secretary, Andrew Mahalaris, said Adams should be taking responsibility for the city's role in enabling the migrant crisis and take it up with his party's leadership. Instead of complaining about 13,000 migrants sent from Texas, Mayor Adams should be calling out his party leader, President Biden, who has been flying plane loads of migrants all around the country and oftentimes in the cover of night, straining state and local resources across the country, Mahalaris said in a statement.